I'm Mark Bayshore. It's a Live Music Friday here on WKAR. Our special guest, or guests, I should say, today, Brendan Doherty of East Lansing, fairly new to town. He's been accompanied so far this hour by Jen Siggett. Let's listen to them now. This is called Feels Like Home.
Feel it all around me and taste it in the air from way down deep inside me. I know that it's just there, the sunlight on a flower, whisper through the trees, an echo through the valley, wherever I may be, it feels like home, feels like home, feels like home. Smile across a crowded room, I hear it in a voice that sings an ancient tune. I see it in the young, old. I see it in your eyes, a treasure to behold. It feels like home, feels like home, feels like home. Miles or more, one day I will return to you and tap that old front door. It feels like home, feels like home.
Brendan Doherty and Jen Siggett here live in Studio S. It's called Feels Like Home. Brendan's a recent arrival to East Lansing from the Middle East.
From Qatar.
Qatar. What took you to Qatar and what brought you to East Lansing?
I guess I've been following my wife around the world. I've worked in Ireland as a singer-musician, ran a studio, and... an opportunity came up in the Middle East for my wife's career with VCUQ, which is Virginia Commonwealth Qatar branch campus university there, for her to go and be their curator. So we thought, sure, why not give it a go? We were seeking a little bit of adventure, so.
And you were there how long?
3 years.
And Kathleen, your bride, is the new curator now at the Broad Art Museum.
Correct.
At Michigan State, and you've brought your family here.
Yes.
Did you get to play music in the Middle East? I mean, is there an audience for acoustic folks?
Not a lot. I started to develop. I mean, there is a scene in the hotels and, you know, and that, but that's not really what I was interested in. So I started doing some house concerts, and I slowly met some other musicians, and I wound up with a residency in the Ritz-Carlton over there in this really nice bar lounge they had.
Okay.
Where we played every Thursday. So that was really nice. And plus we did a couple of corporate gigs once I got the band moving. So we've done some of the big Shell gigs. And
is music the whole thing for you, or do you have another?
Pretty much music is the whole thing. I mean, my in a past life, I worked in engineering, general fabrication. And while I was in Qatar, I worked also for VCU in the wood shop and digital fabrication lab. So,
when did the music bug bite you?
Oh, from very early. So I've been singing as long as I can remember.
What did you listen to growing up?
A big mix of things, because my eldest brother is 10 years older than me, so he was listening to everything current, whereas my dad was very much folk traditional, also a musician and player.
You can always count on dad for the old stuff.
There
right?
you go, yeah, yes, yeah. And I'm passing that on. My kids are tortured with folk music.
Acoustic torture.
Yes, while they're trying to listen to Meghan Trainor. No, no.
You remember the first song that just really blew you away?
I think probably James Taylor. I wouldn't say there's a particular song that stands out, but I think just James Taylor in general did blow me away and still continues to blow me away.
Now, at this point, I ordinarily would have asked the other person sitting here some questions, but Jen Siggott is going to be returning to Live Music Friday next month. You do remember, you promised to come on the program in May.
It's on my calendar.
Okay, very good. So, I can't, if you just come back in a month, I'm going to use up all my good questions. So it's like I've got to save those next month. Now, you were both part of this St. Patrick's Day gig at Beggar's Banquet, though, correct? And that's, am I right about that?
Well, no, I'm... You didn't.
I was not really part of
that. Oh, I beg your pardon. Okay,
no. But that was Brendan, just some. Yeah, I just threw it out there to see. I didn't like really expect a response. I just threw it out on Facebook. Would anyone like to meet for some tunes? And lo and behold, lots of people did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Tell us about the recording projects you've worked on, Brendan. I know you recorded an album called 64.
That's, yeah, my own stuff. I was very lucky to be invited to Nashville by producer Tom Butes, producer and guitar player. He was at the time touring with Nancy Griffith. He was the band leader, and they were in Europe, and he came across some of my songs. At that time, it was MySpace. Does anyone remember MySpace? Anyway, MySpace was all the thing. So I had 6 or 7 songs up there, and Tom got in touch with me and really liked the material, and we struck up a relationship, and the rest is history. Wait,
with all the music that's out there online, the fact that this guy found you and actually wanted you to come to that is quite flattering, I would think.
Well, I think it was a chain of events. You know, there was people he had been working with, and I, as I mentioned, I had a studio in Ireland, so I had done some demos for a project he worked on, and I think, you know, maybe when he had a bit of downtime, he started looking at, you know, things around the other artists, you know, so.
Do you have upcoming performances planned?
Not really. We've only been here since January 2nd, so you know, I'm still trying to figure it all out, and I plan upcoming performances. Let me put it that way.
What was it like moving from Qatar to East Lansing, Michigan in January?
Cold.
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit of a shock to the system. We left 70 degrees in Qatar. We had a little bit of acclimatization in Scotland and Ireland before we came here. So just for over the Christmas holidays. And then we landed to the tundra.
What do you make of mid-Michigan? Had you been to America much?
Yes, maybe not much. I'd been maybe 3 or 4 times, been to Chicago a couple of times, have some good friends there.
You're familiar with the Midwest at least a little.
Yeah, but I hadn't been to Michigan other than passing through, But we're loving it. It's, it feels really natural and
normal. A lot of the people you meet in Chicago, they're just like the people you meet in Lansing. Just in Chicago. It's just that, in fact, it is a lot of the same people come to think of it here. Well, it's been, how is your wife enjoying her gig at the Broad? If I'm not mistaken, we're going to be having Kathleen on the program here coming up soon to talk about the Broad. But we're awfully proud of that museum here, and hopefully she's off to a good start over there.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's been a minor, a setback in terms of losing Michael Rush to
indeed.
Last week.
Indeed, very sad.
Very sad, and Michael brought us here, so for us, it was devastating. Yeah. But onward and upward, and I think she's going to make a mark there.
We are going to have you play us out after I remind our listeners that Monday on Current State, we will have juvenile justice activist T.J. Parcell. This is an intense discussion going on in Michigan and many other places. From 2003 to 2013, our state sent tens of thousands of juvenile offenders into the adult prison system. T.J. was sent to prison as an adult when he was 17 years old. We will talk about the tough-on-crime attitude that many have come to question. Also, it's baseball season here in Michigan. We'll get a preview of the upcoming Tigers season on their opening day from Free Press reporter Sean Windsor. Don't forget, we're at WKAR.org, and don't forget, we're a podcast as well. It's been delightful to have Brendan Doherty and Jen Siggett here as our Live Music Friday guests. We'll have them play us out now, and we'll wish you all a very happy weekend.
Loving us. Thank you. We've been through some things together, with trunks of memories still to come. Yeah, we found things to do in the stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run. Well, it was by Black River in 1963 I last saw you alive. But we missed that shift on the long decline. Long may